Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a tough Tuesday afternoon because of the way the Saints played yesterday, and we really shouldn't let the Saints affect our lives the way we do, but, you know, I mean, that was just such a pathetic performance. The Saints were doing so well, and they just fell apart and totally beat themselves, and I'm really disappointed because, as I said yesterday, I really thought Drew Brees was going to come back after an average performance at home against the Bucs last week. I thought he was going to come back with great precision, and he did. And so many of the Saints were clicking early on. And what happened? I mean, did they rest? How many times over the recent years have we brought this possibility up? That the Saints are leading even late in the game. And it appears as if they become complacent. Now, if that's not true, okay, but that's the way it looks to many fans. And you just sense this lack of urgency, and they let things get away from them. Now, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but if you do, this is a good one. The NFL wanted the Raiders to win that game. First game, first NFL game in Las Vegas, first game at home for the new Las Vegas Raiders, first game in brand new and beautiful Allegiant Stadium. So the NFL wanted the Raiders to win. There were some bad calls. Well, look, again, I don't necessarily believe those conspiracies, but it's something we can talk about. And I know that some of you believe that the NFL is fixed. And sometimes it's hard to believe that it isn't. The Saints had a lot of penalties. Some of them were very, very questionable. However, the Saints played bad enough on their own to where it's not fair to blame the loss on penalties. And there was just some sloppy play. Now, coming up in just a little while, I'm going to share with you my highlight, my favorite part of the game. It's the highlight that I enjoyed most during the game last night. And some of you may know what that highlight is, but we're going to play that for you coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, I do want to talk about this new sense of fear and urgency when it comes to politics. And I'm noticing this in my personal life on a couple of different fronts. I'm noticing that there are some people who are becoming even more conservative or more passionate about their conservative right-wing views, more defensive of those views. And they know that I'm not a conservative. I'm independent. And it's almost as if they're talking to me like they're trying to change me. They're trying to convince me that their way is the right way and that I have to change and that it is so important that their voice be heard. And I just don't get it. And then Pink is criticized for wearing a Biden-Harris T-shirt. I mean, so what? This is America. We can support who we want to support. I also found it really interesting at the president's latest rally. If masks are not that important, then explain to me why so many people seated behind the president, the first time I've noticed this, why so many people seated behind the president were wearing masks. And President Trump obviously took my advice from months ago when I said he should have a Make America Great Again, MAGA, Make America Great Again mask, so people will wear masks and promote him or Trump 2020. Well, they've done that. But why is it that suddenly, if masks are not important, why is it that suddenly so many people seated behind the president were wearing masks at the rally? If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. All right, let's go back to the Saints. And again, I don't know if I can find really the appropriate word. The words that I want to use to describe the game last night, I can't say on the radio. It was terrible. And it was so disappointing because, man, the Saints came out so sharp. They had that game under control. What happened? I mean, what do you think happened? Is it possible that the Saints let up? And I tell you, I made some notes. And I mentioned this on social media last night after the game. But one of the first notes that I made, I wrote down Saints, Raiders, Monday Night Football, Allegiant Stadium. So then I start taking notes on the game and different things that are said and different things that happen. And one of the first things I wrote down was Super Bowl talk ? And I just think it's way too soon for anybody to buy into this Super Bowl talk. And I think the Saints need to do a better job of dismissing that talk. Because it's almost as if the Saints themselves subconsciously believe the media hype about how good they are. I don't know. That's just the impression I get. You know, I'm not a sports expert. I don't know all the statistics. I pay attention. I'm a sports fan. I'm a radio talk show host. And I'm just talking about the game as I see it. And you can share your opinions. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Here's Sean Payton after the game stating the obvious.
Two things. We didn't possess the ball enough offensively, and then defensively very quickly we couldn't get off the field. And we're going to look at third downs. We're going to look at time of possession, the turnover right before the half. We're going to look at a number of things, but, you know, we got to do a better job coaching. I don't think it's going to be a real pleasant film to watch for some of our star players as well.
No, I don't think it's going to be pleasant to watch at all. I'd hate to have to sit through that thing. After the game, Drew Brees talked about something that we all saw. Hey, they started off pretty good.
And I felt like we started the game off well, you know, put together some good drives. Three scoring drives, you know, on our first three possessions. You know, the turnover at the end of the half was unfortunate because, you know, I felt like that probably took points off the board for us, you know, maybe a field goal at the very least. And it gave points to them, you know, gave them 3 points. So, you know, if there's one thing I wish I could take back from the game, it would be that.
Now, look, there were times when Brees was way off. And it's not that I don't think he's a great quarterback. That my opinion of Drew Brees as a quarterback hasn't changed. But, you know, let's praise great performances and let's be honest about performances that are less than great. And that was a less than great performance last night. I don't blame the loss on Drew Brees, but he contributed to it. And I'm sure that he's, you know, doing some soul searching of himself today. All right, so before the game, I was talking on the show yesterday that I didn't think it was fair to blame the loss of Michael Thomas, or if Michael Thomas is not there in the Saints, that really should not be a factor. There are enough people on that team. Does Drew Brees think no Michael Thomas had an impact on the game?
You know, I'd say the big adjustment was just having to move some guys around. You know, Traquan basically played a lot of Mike's snaps, and then you had new guys in at Traquan's position. And so, you know, you obviously we're very multiple with what we do with our personnel groups and formations and plays and everything else. And so I think just, you know, honing in on, you know, where everybody kind of fits in the best and then how we can execute better as a result of that.
And I thought Traquan Smith had a good game. Alvin Kamara was really sharp and on fire. And I love to see Alvin Kamara playing so well after signing the big contract. Because we talked about this on the show after Michael Thomas signed his big contract. And I said, you know, I've seen it happen with a lot of players. Players get a big contract. They have played their butts off. They get the attention. They get a big contract. And the year that they sign the contract, they have an off year. It's almost as if they're complacent. They're not as hungry. They were so hungry trying to perform, to work up toward demanding this big contract. And then when they get it, it's like, they just kind of relax. I mean, I've seen that with a lot of players over the years. I didn't think that would happen with Michael Thomas, and it did not. And I don't think that's going to happen with Alvin Kamara. And so far, it has not. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. I'm Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer. We'll share some of your text messages. And if you want to send me a quick email, I've got the page open from my email address here at my home studio in downtown New Orleans. It's scoot@wwl.com. A lot to talk about, too. Also, there's a new storm that we have to pay attention to. It's going to bring some damage to this country, and we'll talk about that as well. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back. This is WWL. Yesterday, I was hoping that we would dedicate this song to the Las Vegas Raiders, but we're dedicating this song right now to the New Orleans Saints. We look for the Saints to distract us from politics, especially with the election 6 weeks away. The tone of the political talk is so intense right now. And I'm noticing a big change that I will share with you. I wrote a blog about it. It's on our website at WWL.com. New storm will bring extensive damage to the entire country. And I'll explain that in just a few minutes. There is a video on our WWL Radio Facebook page right now. You can become part of this conversation. Which is more depressing, talking about the Saints' loss or talking about politics? Because, you know, we usually look to the Saints to distract us from politics, and I don't know which is more depressing right now. And there's so much controversy going on with replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg and COVID controversy and the elections coming up. And, I mean, there's just so much intense, passionate conversation going on with politics but the Saints, really, the Saints' loss is also depressing. So anyway, you can get involved in that conversation by going to our Facebook page, WWL Radio. From Morgan City, Ray, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, all. I just want to start by saying, man, you do a terrific job. You put a lot of knowledge into a lot of things that's going on throughout your show and everything to all of the listeners. And I just I can't get in this truck and drive without putting you on.
Well, thank you so much, Ray. It's a great compliment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to start with the Saints. Diehard Saints, been with them all my life. Never had another team that I liked better. And I've seen a lot of times to where they're playing, you know, and they have bad nights, and they just find ways of losing the game. Whether it's Drew Brees not being on point or some of the receivers not doing anything or benefiting the team and so forth. But last night it did seem a little bit more just odd that things happened the way that it did. Mm-hmm. I know they missed Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas catches the ball that's thrown bad. You know, he's got the hands mm-hmm. enough to where he can reach down and get one if it's thrown low or over his head or what have you and all. I don't think the other receivers can catch as well as he can. So that is a difference, but it just seemed odd, you know, that this game was how in the world can you lose after starting out so great? I mean, this was it. All you have to do is maintain what you're doing. But it's just everything stopped.
I know. It's almost as if they just turned the energy off. They yeah. certainly let yeah. the Raiders yeah. steal the momentum, but they let the Raiders keep the momentum. And it was just, there was something particularly disappointing about that loss.
Yes. On the same case, different subject and so forth. And I have noticed that, you know, this is what I feel, and I stand to be corrected. When we're born as in the United States of America, we become citizens of the United States of America. We get our Social Security number, we become citizens as well. But mm-hmm. the United States of America is incorporated. It's like a business. And am I correct by saying that?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the United States is like a business.
Well, isn't the United States of America incorporated?
Well, I don't know if it's technically incorporated, but I mean, it acts okay. as a, I guess you could say it acts as a business in that it is run by tax revenue, and so the word revenue is in there.
Okay, all right. Well, it is run and operated by a group. People have to be in place in different areas in order to make
okay.
this thing work
yeah.
in the right sense and so forth and all. What we see in today is the same thing that's been going on for years and years, I believe, is that the business or the United States is being run and operated, and its profits and its losses or what have you is all based on the way that it's operated. And we start seeing things now that's obvious in that point, you know, such as the mention of the this new building that they have put in the NFL in Vegas. Just put up, never lit the candle and all of this stuff. I mean, they had to win this game. Look at the NFL point of that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, there are times that I have fought off believing that maybe there are some aspects of the NFL that are fixed. The thing that is hard to believe, though, is that so many people would have to be involved in fixing a game that you know, maybe not everybody's involved in
money,
it, but
Noel.
but someone. No, I mean, you're right about that, Ray.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Yeah. And when you start talking billions and billions and billions, if people that's holding that kind of money, they can do just about what they want. They can get involved in just about what they want.
Well, it's almost like the image of the NFL is so important. And last night, it would have been very important to the NFL for the Raiders to win that first game in Vegas.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, I can't help but bring up the possibility that was that arranged?
Kind of,
was it supposed to work out that way?
Yeah, it kind of upsets me, you know, because I'm like you. I use football to actually get away from everything else.
Yeah.
I can relax and I can concentrate on a real good game. But then when things get to be so, just unbelievable. I mean, this is professional teams. We don't expect for things like that to happen. And,
no, you're right.
And again, you know, I've seen Drew Brees with an arm that don't miss. And I've seen him at times where he's always a little bit off here and there.
Yeah.
But last night, man, these were
– I know.
I don't think I've ever seen him like that.
Ray, I'm going to move on. I appreciate the call, and thank you for the kind words. Let's go to the North Shore. And, Ray, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, brother?
You know, I've been better. Honestly, I've been better.
All right, Scoot. Thank you for making me smile, brother. But anyway, let me bring up a little stuff with that, because I love the Saints and always had them and always will. But anyway, Scoot, let's go back. Let's go back to the Rams last year, when they got a new stadium. The referees wouldn't call the penalty when they hit Lewis. You know, they throw said, nope, no flag. We ain't not throw a flag, or the Saints would have been going to Atlanta to play the Patriots. All right, that's number one.
That's right.
All right, they had the wildfires. They got a new stadium coming to L.A. Rams, okay? All right, now look, once they found it, let me slow down a notch. All right, the L.A. Raiders got a new stadium. They spent $2 billion in. Okay, the Saints were putting away big time, all right? Then I said, well, you know what? That's a lot of money. And then you know what? The Saints might take a KTO, like a fighter do. He not take a fall because mm-hmm. they know if they beat the Dallas Raiders, embarrass them. Well, look, we just built a new stadium, so don't embarrass these guys mm-hmm. up here. So let's play it safe, softly, because the Saints are putting them guys away big time, brother.
They were.
And I hate to say it, but I know the Saints are better than what they did the second half, brother. No way. They did good. And that's why I was saying, I hate to say it, like the brother said in the beginning, utterly, that sometime the NFL say, well, you know what? We ain't not called the Rams. Saints going to no Super Bowl now. We're going to let the Rams go. And the referee said, nope, we ain't not throw no flag. I said, God darn. So sometimes you know, people like you, you'll never know what the NFL got behind their curtains. No. But I know the Saints could have put away them Raiders. I'm glad they – you know, I like the new stadium. It looks beautiful. But darn, yeah. Why I had to be on the Saints arm, though. But anyway, it's the first win for them at home. But anyway, all right, that's all I had to say. Scoop.
All right, Ray, listen, I appreciate the call, man. I'm glad you tune in the afternoon. And I welcome those of you who are listening to WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM, or streaming the show at WWL radio.com. Just download the app radio.com, type in WWL, and you've got us wherever you have your phone. And if you're streaming on the phone, the computer, or your laptop, or your tablets, thank you for being with us. From Denham Springs, Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Well, like I said earlier, I could be better.
I guess so, man. I guess we all could, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the biggest takeaway from last night, and, you know, the team we saw last night was the same team we saw a weekend ago against the Bucks. Okay, but the biggest thing that I noticed was the simple fact that after half, the adjustments that were made by the coaching staff of the Raiders were far contrasting than the adjustments that were made by Sean Payton and his guys. It's almost as if they kind of figured us out and kind of knew to do in order to succeed. And that was the biggest difference maker. It's almost like we were flat in a sense.
I know. And Keith, did you notice? I noticed that just overall, it seemed like the play calling was very, very benign, very, very bland. It wasn't a lot of creativity in the play calling. And I mean, when you're behind, man, you got to start throwing tricks in there.
Absolutely. It was. They progressed and we degressed halftime. And you know what? That kind of is a little bit alarming, considering the fact that we have the chemistry that we have.
Right.
And I don't know if the coronavirus has something to do with that. I saw the other day how there's a record right now for ACL tears in the league, and that has a big issue to play when it comes to preparation. So I don't know if it, you know, maybe, you know, week four and five, that isn't necessarily something that we're going to have problems with, but.
You mean as a result of no preseason, that the teams just went into game day mode the first game of the season. Yeah, there were 7 ACL tears this weekend. Yeah. I've been through that twice, once running and once snowboarding, and I don't even know how these guys. I mean, I still have a knee that gives me problems. I don't know how these guys recover from it, but that's their job, and they do. But you know, that could be it could be a factor. But, you know, every year it seems like there's a weekend when there's just a bunch of injuries. And it certainly happened this past weekend.
Yeah, sure. Could I give a quick shout out, man, a local guy?
Sure. Sure.
It's a local up and coming young fella. His name is Devin Snow Like John. Hold the Mayo. He does a Facebook podcast, I guess you can say, but he's got the talent to do radio, man. Young guy. He's all about Saints. He's all about New Orleans. He does a Red Beans Monday tradition. He goes to
Keith, I got to move on, but got to move on. Listen, man, I appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling the show. I want to mention that Governor John Bel Edwards will hold a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll start with WWL News at the top of the hour at 2, and then as soon as the press conference begins, we'll bring it to you live in its entirety, and then we'll be here to talk about it afterwards. Also, the Jefferson Parish Council voted yesterday to, as soon as the numbers come in, to support bars opening up. They've already voted, let the bars open. and those numbers could come in tomorrow. So rather than wait until the numbers came out and then vote, the Jefferson Parish Council has already voted, so they are ready to go if the numbers come in positively tomorrow. Coming up in just a moment, I want to share with you the highlight of the game for me. And for some of you, you may not have thought that this was the highlight. But looking back, I think a lot of us are going to agree this was the highlight of the game. First, let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hook with a couple of your text messages.
Scoot, when billions of dollars are at risk, nothing is going to be chanced. The game was fixed.
You know, I have rejected that notion most of my career. But in the game, in that playoff game against the Rams in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and I was sitting right there, I happened to be like on the first row for that game. And that no call was right in front of me. I started to get suspicious then. And last night it just seemed like the Saints had this, but it was going to be too embarrassing for the Raiders to lose at home in that opening game. I don't really actively believe it, but I've got to entertain the possibility that it was supposed to turn out this way. All right, let's do another one.
Scoot, I am worried that Sean isn't being as creative because he may be protecting his aging quarterback. I wish he would go back to inserting Taysom more so Drew Brees can also succeed.
You know, I guess that's a possibility. I did mention just a few minutes ago that it didn't seem like there was much creative play calling last night, and the Saints were totally outcoached, outplayed and outcoached. Let's do one more, Ian.
The Raiders' new stadium looks like a big tire laying on the ground. It should be called the B.F. Goodrich Stadium. That's funny.
It did kind of look like a big tire.
I kept hearing about how like state of the art and how fancy it was, but the exterior shots of the stadium kind of left me scratching my head. I don't think it looks that exciting.
Now that stadium in Los Angeles, the SoFi Stadium, that looks like something out of
the
Jetsons.
That's the spaceship one, right?
That is a spectacular looking place. All right, so when I look back on the game, this was the highlight of the game for me last night. The Killers, halftime performance from Vegas, on top of the strip, played this song, Mr. Brightside. I love these guys. This is one of my favorite groups. And, you know, look, they're a relatively new group. They're not like an old classic band. They're relatively new. Brandon Flowers, the lead singer of The Killers, is a Mormon. So here is this band that was formed in Las Vegas, and he's around all of this stuff, and the guy doesn't even drink. So it just goes to show you that you don't have to drink and do drugs to create great music. And Brandon and his wife and three kids live between Vegas and Park City, Utah. Anyway, this was my highlight of the game last night. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, that's kind of the way a lot of us feel today. We're kind of in misery. Hey, which do you think is more depressing, talking about the Saints' loss or talking about politics 6 weeks away from the election? They're both pretty bad. That's the subject of a video that I did for our Facebook page. It's right now posted on WWL Radio. Let's go to New Orleans East. And Ronald, welcome to our show.
Yes. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm okay.
I hear all of the negativity, but the Raiders outplayed the Saints. We had at least 10 holding penalties. Then the man, Jenkins, grabbed Ruggs, who the ball wasn't even catchable.
Oh, yeah. See? I know.
So those were key plays. And then with Breeze, once he gets his rhythm going, but when you keep doing and you get the defense and the offensive line couldn't stop the running back. They ran through them like they wasn't even on the field.
Oh, I know.
So all this stuff about the figs for the state. Hey, they just got outplayed. They got the
well, they did.
And get back.
Well, let's hope they do because they're coming home. Ronald, I appreciate the call. They're coming home against the Green Bay Packers this coming Sunday. Another game that will be empty in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. You know, I understand that an outdoor stadium would be easier to have people in than an indoor stadium. But, you know, we should be getting to the point pretty soon where we can have some masks and social distancing and actually have people in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for a home game. And I don't know whether the NFL can make that call or if that really is up to Mayor Cantrell, because she made the announcement, so I guess she has the power to do it, that there would be no fans in the game for the 27th. From Houston, Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoop. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, listen, Larry, are you getting the effects of Beta over there in Houston?
No, that's it's really south of us, part of O'Connor. We're getting rain, but nothing just too serious. Houston kind of flooded like New Orleans on the south side.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
But, yeah, but it's not nothing really anything. People, there's no conspiracy theory. The NFL make billions off of the TV contract. They don't have to go ahead and make it happen where one team wins a game. What happened last night was what people been doing to the Saints in the playoffs. It's just that Michael Thomas wasn't there. Usually they double Michael Thomas and let the rest of the team beat us.
But there were so many, but there were missed opportunities. I mean, there were some people that were open, and Breeze was off. And look, and Breeze is a human being. I'm not acting like, oh my God, we got to condemn Drew Breeze. I'm not doing that at all. He's a great quarterback, but he had a really off night.
John Gruden was an NFL analyst. He watched. He knows. I mean, he watched the Saints game a bunch. He knows what you got to do to disrupt Drew Brees. You rush inside the middle. They know that.
They sure did.
They know that. I mean, it ain't nothing new. I mean, every team knows the formula.
Yeah.
But people with the conspiracy theory, come on. Listen, these people make billions off a TV contract.
Larry, I hope you're – I hope you're right. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're doing okay in Houston. I don't like to believe that there's a conspiracy, and I really have felt like it would be really complicated for there to be any kind of conspiracy to fix games. But I do wonder sometimes when things seem to be so unlikely, and I think last night's loss by the Saints was an unlikely loss at a time when you couldn't help but think the NFL would really want the Raiders to win in their first game at home in Las Vegas. But again, I'm bringing up the idea. I'm not actively pushing a conspiracy theory because I generally don't believe that. From a central city, Joe, you're now on WWL. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Scoop?
Hey, Joe.
I got to tell you, man, I don't believe in the conspiracy theory thing. Now, I want to correct you on one thing. It does not take a lot to fix a football game. I played on every level. Except for NFL. And all it takes is one ref, I promise you, to fix a football game.
Really?
All it takes is one ref. However,
Do you think a player would ever be involved in it? I mean, if there was a conspiracy?
A specific player could not fix a football game, I promise you. A specific player couldn't, but a ref could. But I'll say this. Drew Brees is still the right quarterback for us. A quarterback isn't a man with a big arm. It's a man that can control the field. He's the commander of the field. And Drew Brees, there's no better commander out there right now. Number one, especially on our team right now. And number two.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, we just got outplayed, man. And it's okay. Yeah. We started off 1-1 the last 3 years, and we did okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I just want to remind people that it's all right, man. We just got to make the adjustments. And Sean Payton's pretty good at that.
Yeah, let's hope he does. Joe, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I'm just really disappointed in the performance last night. Let's go to Metairie. And Keith, welcome to our show.
What's happening, Scoot?
Talking about the Saints, talking about politics, waiting for the governor.
Man, I know. Listen, the Saints lost the game. The bottom line is that those guys are making so much money compared to the 50s and 60s. Some guys don't want to lose because of their bonuses and all. The Saints just got outplayed.
Yeah.
And they kind of look like us in a way, like we all down in the dumps. We're kind of tired, you know. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and then I'm going to hang up. I'm going to turn on my radio. I want to hear about this.
Okay.
Mayor Cantrell, she's making a lot of money to run a city that she's running it down. And also, look at all the money that she owes the government, and she's being investigated for that. And I don't understand how the state can own the Superdome. I'm not saying that you should pack it with people. And she's going to tell you that you have no fans there. And you can't open up your bars. And then people are not going to have no businesses, and we will not be able to come back. So I'm going to listen to what you got to say. And
all right, Keith.
I'm going to turn over. Thank you so much.
good.
Man, appreciate the call. Glad you're tuned in. I've said all along, well, for a long time now, that Mayor Cantrell seems to be a little overly aggressive when it comes to keeping the city held back. We're in phase two. The state is in phase three. I don't know whether she doesn't trust the people of New Orleans to do the right thing, or if she has information that leads her to make sure that we stay where we are right now. I don't know. But the data does not seem to be driving the decisions. And that was the thing that she said would happen. The data would drive the decisions. And the last time we talked about this last week, the positivity rate in New Orleans was 1.3%. And under 5% would lead to places opening up. So, again, I don't know what the data is telling her that that I don't see. And I fear that there is this sense of control by making these decisions like this. But, you know, some of it doesn't make sense to me at all. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WFUL. You know, you kind of got the feeling that maybe some of the defensive backs for the Saints were practicing social distancing from the receivers of the Raiders, staying 6 feet away from them. Hey, by the way, three coaches have been fined and three teams have been fined because they weren't wearing masks on the sidelines. So obviously the NFL thinks that wearing a mask is important. Each coach was fined $100,000. And the teams were fined $250,000. And last night, Chucky didn't have his mask up very, very, very much. And you know, Peyton has his mask up a little more. You can pull it down to call plays, but and I don't know if you're on the sideline like that. I don't know if it's a big deal to wear a mask. But we continue to have this debate. But more, I mean, a lot of people behind President Trump at his last rally were wearing masks. So if masks are not important, why did they stage it to where all these people behind Trump are wearing masks? I'm Scoot. Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference coming up in just a few minutes. We'll carry that in its entirety, and then we will be here afterwards to talk about politics and the Saints on WFUL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.